This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just days away from the biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar, the Firearm Deer Season Opener. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, it won't be long. Hunters are soon going to be heading out with their firearms in hopes of bagging a white-tailed deer, and in fact, hunters are hoping this year's firearm deer hunt proves better than last year. Illinois hunters began the 2013 firearm season with a disappointing first weekend estimated harvest of 55,738 deer, which was down 16,373 from the previous year. Though there was less hunter participation during the second portion of the season, hunters still managed to bag an 18,580 deer count, but that was also down from 27,213. Still, the annual firearm deer season opener is an event beginning, which really began as a rather insignificant hunting season in 1957 and has now blossomed into the largest event on the Illinois hunting calendar. And this year's outlook looks like another major hunting affair. Biologists say good deer populations still exist throughout most of the state, and the crop harvest is mostly complete. And best of all, the rut is already well underway. Now weather remains the only unknown factor capable of impacting hunter success. And interestingly, this year brings fewer hunting opportunities to the WSMI listing area. Still, the outlook remains bright. According to IDNR Forest Wildlife Program Manager Paul Shelton, he says they do expect to see an improvement in gun harvest in many of our local counties, though certainly not comparable to the peak years of 5 or 10 years ago. He says, but if it does happen, it's going to be with less permits. He says many county quotas throughout the area have been reduced to about 7% fewer either sex permits, and antlers permit quotas were reduced even more by 15%. He says most of these counties have either reached their population goal or are close to achieving it. In these counties, he says, we are at a point where we're changing over from a reduction phase to maintaining populations near the goal level. So we do have fewer permits out there, but there's still most everyone was able to receive their permits they requested. And weather is critical, particularly during the opening three-day weekend. Traditionally, the largest number of deer are taken during this first segment of the shotgun deer season, and fewer hunters generally participate during the December segment. However, according to experts, good weather, cool like we've seen the past week, will likely lead to superb hunting success. However, rain and extreme winds could have an adverse effect on the hunt. Now, as in the past, Illinois firearm deer hunters will have a split season. The first segment of the annual hunt is November 21st through the 23rd. Hunters return to the woods for the second segment, December 4th through the 7th, and bag limits are one deer per permit. Many hunters have exercised their option to buy one or more additional permits. And recent harvest reports from the archery season is a good indicator of hunting prospects for the firearm hunt, and they show hunters enjoying excellent success. As of a week ago, the archery deer harvest was exceeding the previous year's total. And if weather conditions are favorable, experts feel the firearm deer harvest should be comparable or even better than it was for the 2013 hunt. A combined total of 148,614 deer were taken during all of the deer hunting seasons last year. This was significantly down from the previous year by 34,197. And during last year's firearm deer hunt, some 75% of the deer were taken during the first 3 days of the season. And it's important to note, however, most hunters prefer the first segment of the season simply because the weather is typically a little bit better. So we do have a pretty good outlook for our upcoming firearm deer hunt. We hope everyone remains safe and enjoys good hunting. We'll be back in a little bit with more right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish that your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Salami and a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and more. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 217-556-3871. Open 7 days a week, all season long. Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned, success has been pretty good for the archers heading out there during the archery deer season. And this is a good indication that the rut is in full swing. In fact, the percentage of bucks in the archery harvest is one sure indication that the rut is underway. And the latest results from the Illinois archers indicate that the rut is now in full swing. As proof, archers from October 1st through November 9th had harvested an overall total of 50.4% does and only 49.6% bucks. However, the buck harvest has really increased. It is now heavily male-dominated, only 34.6% does and 65.4% bucks. Now, results from the first 40 days of the season show hunter success running well ahead of last year's total for the same period. According to Illinois Department of Natural Resources Forest Wildlife Program Manager Paul Shelton, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 33,707 whitetails during this period. And the figures are well ahead of those in 2013. Last year's total for the same period was 32,568. The top five counties for archery harvest thus far are Pike with 1,350, Fulton with 975, Jefferson with 788, Joe Davies with 785, and Adams with 745. And results for some of the counties here in the WSMI listing area include Calhoun County, where archers are have bagged 259 deer, only 36 down from last year. In Greene County, the hunters harvested 388, 31 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County have recorded 540 whitetails, some 33 more, while Morgan County hunters tagged 277 deer, down about 17 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 40 days was 273 compared to 317 a year ago. In Madison County, the harvest stands at 530, 21 more than 2013. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 377 deer compared to 360 last year. Now, the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 18th. It does temporarily close during the upcoming long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 21st through the 23rd and December 4th through the 7th. And even though we're talking about deer hunting and snow and cold weather, it's already time to apply for the spring turkey hunt. Resident hunters may now apply online for the first lottery for the 2015 spring wild turkey season permits. The first lottery application period ends December 1st, and to apply, you need to go online at the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. That, once again, is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And here's a bit of news about a youth goose hunt, a good opportunity to get out this holiday season and enjoy some hunting. Youngsters interested in participating in the IDNR-sponsored 15th Annual Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt should register now for the two-day event scheduled for December 26th and 27th. Young hunters must phone area code 217-785-8060. That number again is 217-785-8060 by December 5th to register for the drawing to allocate the hunting opportunities. A lottery drawing involving all registered youth will be held December 8th, and those selected will be notified by mail. First-time applicants are given priority over previous drawing participants, and the special youth hunt is held at private waterfowl hunting clubs in the Major Goose Zone, the Peoria, Fulton, and Knox County area. The hunt is open to youngsters ages 10 to 15 at the time of the hunt, and applicants must have successfully completed a hunter safety course, possess a valid hunting or sportsman's license, have a harvest information program registration number, and possess a 20-gauge or larger shotgun. The young hunters must be accompanied by a parent or guardian who possesses a valid firearm owner's identification card, which is a FOID card. And to register, you can find out more information or need to talk to them about the hunt, give them a call. Once again, that number is 217-785-8060. That's 217-785-8060. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.